This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we've managed to kind of stay away from the whole Trump news thing. It was a hot topic for a while here on Free Talk Live after he was brought into office in January. We've managed to focus on other things, which has been nice. But tonight, we're going to have to talk about it because there's some big stuff in the news. Namely, the travel ban is coming back, and this one is going
to
be...
But this one is totally different.
There are at least five differences, and USA Today has a rundown of that. And there's also a story that you've got, Daryl, we're going to start with, about repealing and replacing Obamacare, which means some other new government health care mandate slash whatever. I haven't looked into this at all, so I'm coming into this one blind.
Right. And
also, Melanie is joining Ian and Daryl. Hey, Melanie.
Hey.
All right,
the news here is that the House leadership has actually released the plan. I don't think you were on when we discussed, I believe it was Thursday, we discussed that Rand Paul and a couple other congressmen were running around trying to find a copy of the bill.
Okay.
Because it was being written in some kind of secret room, and only the people in that room, and nobody knew where the room was, but only the people in that room knew what was going on, and Rand Paul was like, I want to see this bill, and he had like a personal copier that he was carrying around, so that if he came across the people that had the bill, he could run it through his copier and wind up getting a copy, but they never found where the bill was.
So it's been found.
It's finally been found, or at least the leaders wanted it to be found. Headline from Washington Post says House Republicans on Monday released long-anticipated legislation to supplant the Affordable Care Act with a more conservative vision for the nation's health care system, sketching out a system of individual tax credits and state grants to replace the current law. But GOP leaders did not issue cost or coverage estimates for their plan, which is still being reviewed by nonpartisan congressional budgetary scorekeepers, and there were signs Monday that fellow Republicans could balk if the legislation leaves swaths of the country without insurance coverage. Four key Republican senators said they would oppose any new plan that would leave millions of Americans uninsured. Senators Rob Portman of Ohio, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Cory Gardner of Colorado, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska said they would vote against any reform bill that fails to protect Americans who bought, or rather who became eligible for coverage under the ACA's expansion of Medicaid, which is the government-run health program for the poor and disabled.
So they're saying whoever it is that has gotten coverage under Obamacare needs to be able to keep that exact coverage, basically?
Not necessarily keep that exact coverage. Specifically, they're talking about the people that are eligible for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act need to either stay eligible under Medicaid or get some other kind of government-subsidized health care.
Do you think they could solve this really easy without having to fight about it by just raising the poverty line?
Tell me more about that. What does that mean?
Well, Medicare is based on the poverty line. It's like 150%, or I think they raise it to like 200 or something like that percent. I think they raise it to 200% because that's when you become eligible for the ACA credit.
When you're 200%
of the poverty line.
Meaning the poverty line would be at 100%, so you can be twice as wealthy as the poverty line and qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah, so basically you could make like $20,000 a year and still get Medicaid. It's the rough number, but Yeah, so if they didn't want to fight over this healthcare bill that is going to be fought over really hard, they could just raise the poverty line, and that would have the same effect. But they want to fight about it.
The four senators all represent states that opted to expand their Medicaid programs under the ACA. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wrote in a letter, "We will not support a plan that does not include stability for Medicaid expansion populations or flexibility for states." The letter from McConnell continues, "Reform should not come at the cost of disruption and access to health care for our country's most vulnerable and sickest individuals. Any changes made to how Medicaid is financed through the state and federal governments should be coupled with significant new flexibility so they can efficiently and effectively manage their Medicaid programs to best meet their own needs."
So here you have Republicans, these supposed small government people, who are advocating for government health care coverage.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, they've been doing that for a
decades.
Long time.
Yeah.
Originally, before the Affordable Care Act became the Affordable Care Act and called Obamacare, it was Gingrich Care.
Mm.
The insurance mandate was Newt Gingrich's proposal in the 90s to counter what Hillary came up with that was called Hillary Care. And then, of course, it got morphed into Romney Care in Massachusetts,
right.
And then became Obamacare. So the thing has Republican fingerprints all over it, but because it finally got implemented by a Democrat, it's the most horrible thing ever, but we can't completely get rid of it because reasons.
Because the state needs to have people on the dole in order for it to be necessary, or in order for people to perceive it as something that is important, something that they must have. So they wouldn't want to just put those people, you know, hang them out to dry, so to speak. That kind of paints this picture that they're leaving people to, old people dying in the streets or whatever. And that's not going to happen, of course,
right.
Because people
are
compassionate.
People qualify for Medicaid, so that's not going to happen.
No, but I'm talking about if they actually did cut Medicare, Medicaid. I guess I'm not real familiar with what
Medicaid
the differences are.
Is the one for the poor.
Okay.
Medicare is the one for the elderly.
Well, I think they need to cut it all and allow the marketplace to provide options
for
people.
Yeah, but if they would just make health insurance legal again, even more legal than it was before, maybe, then maybe people would have it.
When you say legal, you mean like anybody should be able to get into the insurance business
who
wants to?
That also would be awesome, which I guess would make it completely legal. But right now, you can't really buy health insurance in the sense that a policy that covers, like, if an accident happens to you.
You can't buy that?
If you only want catastrophic I'll pay for my own doctor checkups. Right. I only want you to cover me if I wind up falling and breaking a bone.
So, what insurance actually is. So, an actual health insurance plan.
That's not available anymore?
Plan, you have to be under 30 and under, like various financial levels.
So there's no such thing as catastrophic insurance anymore?
There is, but you have to couple it with something else.
Huh.
But you cannot, and when I had
insurance... You can't get an HSA anymore either. If you go to the bank and try to open an
health
HSA,
savings account.
They're going to say, where is your high deductible health insurance plan?
Hmm. Right. When I had health insurance for a brief period of time, it was that high deductible that basically, you know, if anything major happened, it would cover, but
like
just going
surgery.
To the doctor, didn't cover that. I don't need it to cover that.
No, of course not, because that raises your premiums.
It also raises the price of doctors.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, so that there are certain coverages that you cannot get.
Because of the Obamacare thing?
Because of Obamacare.
Actually, the insurance at my work, the boss stripped it because it became illegal. And so now she's qualifies as a small employer, so she doesn't have to give health insurance. But if she does, she has to abide by the ACA. So she just stopped.
The article from Washington Post continues, with 52 Republicans, McConnell would not have enough votes to pass a repeal without the support of at least two of the four senators who are saying that they would oppose. The sternly worded letter sent to House leaders was sent as they were scrambling to put finishing touches on plans to dismantle the ACA, and became the latest sign that the challenge may be even greater than Hill Republicans and President Trump had realized.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll find out more about this looming bill and what might or might not happen.
Looming sounds kind of negative.
Well, I don't know if it's good or bad. I haven't read the damn thing, and I certainly don't plan to. If it's the government giving us something, it's probably going to be bad news. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up more, though, from Daryl and the story. Was it Washington Post?
Yes.
About the Obamacare repeal proposal, which is already being opposed by a few Republicans who are saying that if it doesn't have provisions to basically continue people's government health care or something like that that they've already received, then they're going to oppose the bill. We'll get deeper into that here in moments. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. MyPillow, get it half off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. What is it? It's a great pillow. I use it. Daryl's got one, and we've been using it since early 2016. It's great. If it wasn't, I would have stopped using it a long time ago. And it is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable, so you can put it in your washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get one at half off, or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you get over at MyPillow.com. Code FTL gets you the discount. And the pillow, by the way, is guaranteed for 10 years. It also has a money-back offer, meaning that if you are not satisfied for some reason, if you don't like MyPillow, you can send it back to the company, and they'll send you your purchase price back. You've got 60 days to decide once you order over at MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to Mark Edge, co-host on Free Talk Live, out on a semi-vacation. What's going on, Mark?
Well, I just left a place called Flamingo, Florida. Are you familiar with this, Ian?
No, but I've seen flamingos in Florida. They exist.
They do exist, and Flamingo is named after those birds.
Yes.
Flamingo is essentially a ghost town. And
how many ghosts
been
were there?
Sort of, there were no ghosts. That's not what ghost town means, Daryl.
Okay, I didn't know if you turn into a ghost hunter or something like that in your spare time.
That's right. Precisely that. That and eating maggots. The reason we went there was to, because I've been kind of interested in what happened in mainland Monroe County in Florida in the 40s. And I wasn't entirely clear on why towns like Cape Sable and Flamingo and these sorts of things disappeared. I should have guessed this entirely, but I was to me, it was really a mystery. I did not know why these things became ghost towns, and I wanted to go see, is there anything left of Flamingo? Flamingo's the biggest of these towns, and so we went down there. And short answer is nearly nothing. We found like a well. One thing that may have been a pump system, a small pump system, and supposedly there's some rubble from some houses, but by and large, basically nothing exists from Flamingo. Now, Flamingo ceased to be a town in 1946, and I figured out why.
Okay.
Because
the
national government came in and decided that the Everglades is an important place and ran everybody out.
Hmm.
You know, first they come in, they offer some money, you know, and I don't even know in 46 what they offered, a few hundred dollars, right? And then, you know, a few people take the money. These are people living hand to mouth. You know, they're poor. And some people take the money, and then some people stay. Then those people got a whole bunch of regulations put down on them. These are fishermen. You know, they're living on the seashore. They're making ends meet. And they're like, we can't make a living doing this. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, here's a little extra. We'll give you 5% more than we offered to the other people. And then some of those take it, and then the others get some more regulations put down. Then, you know, everybody's gone pretty soon. And this happened town after town. This has happened all across America where national parks have gone in. And people go every day, and they look at these places. And the Everglades National Park is gorgeous. But it's macabre that they're calling the centerpiece of this Flamingo, when that's the name of the town they destroyed to do it. I mean, they did everything but take the mayor's head and put it on a pike out front, right? Hmm. And these people's lives, where their kids grew up, everything, gone. Now, if you're one of the few people who live in mainland Monroe, you live in this little area where you service the marina and maybe the park service and that kind of thing. I was talking to one of the guys there. Mainland Monroe County, which is the Keys of Florida, won't even send a school bus to come get your kid. Right? Like, you're charging Monroe taxes there, but they won't even send a school bus to come get your kid.
Okay.
It's just sick.
I can't hear her.
There were no property taxes, what she was pointing out, that everybody lives on national government property. But that doesn't change the fact that they'll pay. You'll pay the service taxes for a county that you barely even exist in.
But you said nobody lives there?
Well, by nobody, I mean dozens of people live there.
Okay.
But they live on rented property. Nobody owns a piece of land in mainland Monroe County.
Mm-hmm.
So
tragic.
It's just bizarre. You know, there's another town wiped off the map.
All to supposedly protect a swamp? Is that the idea?
Well, I certainly wouldn't claim that the Everglades isn't worth protecting, but at what point
well,
do they
what
decide...
what is it worth? And if nobody's willing to pay for it, clearly that seems to be the case. There's a price at which those people would have left. There's a price at which anybody would have left. And if they're not willing to pay that, then the conservationists don't really care about conservation. They just want things and are hoping that everybody else is going to pay for it.
It is a swamp, though, right? Like, that's what the Everglades is.
Yeah, river of grass. They use lots of different terminology to describe it because people don't want to protect swamps, I think is what the...
Because, I think people should be reminded, at one point, Florida was underwater, most of it, I believe.
Yep, there's parts of it that apparently did not go underwater in the last ice age or whatever it was.
Okay.
But, you know, nonetheless, I think every piece of land is worth protecting, and that's really sort of the issue. When they just come to your neighborhood and say, hey, this area has important wildlife in it, and, you know, we want to return it back to the natural area that it was, they start buying out people's houses at pennies on the dollar and then putting regulations on the way they live and make it so that everybody wants to leave. You know, they can do that anywhere. And it's interesting that it was done there in Flamingo, Florida.
I agree with Melanie that people who want to protect certain plots of land should pony up the cash to purchase that land at whatever the market, you know, going rate is.
Because everything's for sale. It's not true that something's not for sale. Everything's
at the
for
right
sale.
Price,
and you just can't afford it. So that's your
problem.
And
maybe they could afford it if they actually tried to raise some money and do things on a consensual basis rather than using the violence of the state to come in and force people's land from them.
I think very few people would be able to afford it. I remember... And
that's fine. That's their problem. And that just says that this is an expensive thing.
That there's a footbridge that I use here in Keene, New Hampshire that I remember going to the grand opening ceremony, just because I'd never been to a grand opening ceremony of a bridge before.
Did the mayor cut a ribbon?
The mayor cut a ribbon, and they talked about how, you know, the community really wanted this and raised $100,000 of, like, the $2 million price tag.
Yeah, well, nobody wants a crappy, ugly bridge, which has ended up being what we got. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mark. Drive safe out there, and
but
we'll see you back
here.
We
didn't have to pay for it because there was a federal grant, and that doesn't come from tax money.
You're heading back here in a couple weeks or something, I heard?
Yeah, right. Be there in about 2 or 3 weeks. I just want to make the point. They disappeared this town.
Yep, sounds like it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And want to welcome our brand newest radio affiliate on board 7 nights a week.
Woo-hoo!
With Free Talk Live. And they are live for all of those 7 nights. Welcome to KYAH, 540 AM in Delta, Utah. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but I welcome any new station that picks up Free Talk Live, especially one coming on for 7 nights per week, which
yes,
is awesome. It's, I guess, evenings over there in Delta. So welcome aboard to our new listeners out there. If you want, you're welcome to join us. You're welcome to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. You probably never really heard a radio show quite like Free Talk Live before, so stick with us, and you'll see that hopefully we'll give you stuff to think about on a nightly basis here, perspectives that you just won't hear anywhere else in syndicated talk radio or on any talk radio station, even in even the local hosts, for that matter. Very rarely will you find a local host with the libertarian principles that you'll find here on Free Talk Live. So again, welcome to KYAH 540 AM. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about the Obamacare repeal and replace plan,
yes,
which has been released, apparently. People have been looking it over, and some of the senators are saying, Republican senators, a few of them, four of them, I believe, were saying they're not going to support this unless it does what, Daryl?
unless it retains the Medicaid expansion that was part of the original Affordable Care Act. So Affordable Care Act that got passed about 7 years ago had a Medicaid expansion program that states had to opt into.
Hmm.
And four senators, and I'll read the names again, Portman, Moore, Capito, Gardner, and Murkowski from Ohio, West Virginia, Colorado, and Alaska, respectively, all states that have opted into the Medicaid expansion. These four senators are saying that they will not support anything that eliminates the Medicaid expansion.
And if they don't, then this thing doesn't pass.
Because it will not have the votes in the Senate.
Because the Democrats obviously aren't going to support it.
Right. Yeah. There are 52 Republicans in the Senate, and if four of them wind up opposing the bill, it's not going to pass.
Right.
The article from Washington Post continues, already cognizant of potential opposition from both conservative Republicans, leery of high government cost, and moderates seeking to retain insurance coverage for as many Americans as possible, House Republican leaders were expected to unveil an approach Monday that they have long criticized, income-based aid to help Americans afford health insurance. Until now, Republicans have been intending to veer away from the ACA subsidies that help poor and middle-class people obtain insurance, insisting that the size of tax credits should be based entirely on age, not income. But the legislation to repeal the ACA, drafts of which are expected to emerge early Monday evening, so basically they're going off of analysis of the legislation that hasn't actually been made public.
So wait, I thought the legislation was made public. What you're saying is it has not been made public?
The sentence that I just read
right.
said drafts of the bill are expected to emerge
tonight.
Early Monday evening.
That's tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Well, right, but just because we don't have it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have it.
Yeah, okay.
Right, but the author of this article appears to be going off of an analysis of the bill, mm-hmm. not the actual bill.
Got it.
If they had the bill, they would say the bill is available.
Right, which is why these senators are saying if it doesn't include, because they haven't read it yet.
Correct.
Okay.
The legislation is expected to propose refundable tax credits that would hinge on earnings as well as age, according to three sources familiar with the most current thinking of the GOP House leadership. The shift reflects two desires: to limit the cost of tax credits to the government and to try to avert a precipitous drop in the number of Americans who are insured.
So the idea, let me see if I'm following this. The idea is a tax credit would be issued to someone who had to go and get health care coverage.
The ACA is already income-based, so that doesn't make any sense.
Well, portions of it are. The requirement that you have health insurance coverage is not dependent on your income.
That is not true.
Now, Melanie is an accountant by trade. That's what she does during the daylight hours. What do you say that's not true? Can you tell a little more about that? Because I know nothing about any of this. I don't pay taxes, so I don't do the ACA thing.
So if you make below whatever you need for you personally to make to qualify for Medicare, then you have to have Medicare. If you make
which is a form of insurance.
Than, right, but if you live in a state that doesn't do that, which I'm not sure if there are any or not, then you don't. If you make less than the filing requirement, even if you file, then you don't have to have insurance at all. So for most people, that would mean if they make less than ballpark $10,000, but yeah, so if you make less than that, then you don't. And then actually, if you make enough money to where you would have qualified for Medicare, and then you got ACA instead, then they strip you of those credits.
I don't know what any of that meant.
So
I'm
basically,
sorry.
let me see if I understand this correctly. There's a small percentage of people that don't have to have insurance because they don't file or don't earn enough money to file a tax return?
Yeah, so your income would have to be pretty low, but it's still based on income.
And those people would qualify for Medicare, and if they do file taxes, they would have to either have insurance or Medicare.
Not if you file, if you... Because a lot of people file just to get money back or to get to their negative tax rate. But if your income is very low, you do not have to have health insurance.
Okay. So, again, it's a small percentage of people that aren't required, but the vast majority of people.
There's a small percentage of people who have less than the filing requirements in provable income.
Okay.
So, in W-2 income, essentially. So, if you're self-employed, you know.
So, the article here continues. On the one hand, Republicans are trying to satisfy conservatives who have been rallying for years to eliminate what they see as entitlements that the ACA created. On the other hand, they're increasingly worried that pushing too many Americans off of insurance rolls would prompt a political backlash. Trump, although he campaigned on a promise to repeal the ACA...
So what they're saying is it's hard to take people off of welfare once they're, you know, on some sort of government dole. Even the Republicans don't want to take it away from them.
I mean,
that's basically what they're saying, yeah.
Yes. There was Medicare expansion, and I guess states can expand it beyond the ACA requirements if they want to, but we're talking about really low-income people in the first place. I mean, unless you just have a bunch of kids, which is a great financial plan in the United States if you have no morals, then you have to be making very little money to qualify for Medicare.
Let me see if I understood something that you just said correctly. You either said or strongly implied that the only people that have a lot of children are people with no morals?
No, having a lot of children is not immoral. Having a lot of children as a financial
strategy
is immoral.
Okay, because it sounded like you were implying that people that just have a lot of children are immoral.
No, only if it's your financial plan.
Gotcha.
And really only if it's your financial plan to embezzle other people out of money.
Yeah, because there are those families that just keep popping out kids and
right,
are
like that,
able to take care of them.
19 kids and
right.
counting or whatever it is.
And they're, you know, able to take care of them amazingly. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. The future of Obamacare, well, we don't know what's going to happen. But if you want to weigh in and share your thoughts, maybe what you want to happen, you can do that on Free Talk.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about Obamacare and what is going to be proposed to replace and repeal, or repeal and replace
Trump
Obamacare.
I wonder if they're going to call it Trump Care, yeah, and then in like 3 years it files bankruptcy.
So that's what we're getting into here, and Daryl, you're sharing a story from the Washington Post about that. You're also welcome to join us. Maybe you want to weigh in with your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, you know, what this really shows, I think, pretty clearly is that these Republicans have no political spine whatsoever, which I don't think anyone should have expected them to, but there are still some people out there, I'm sure, in our audience who believe that the Republicans stand for small government or something. And, you know, the fact that
I think they stand for or something.
Yeah.
That or something being we're not Democrats.
Right, but they want to.
They are.
But they want to saddle people with welfare programs and continue government welfare programs because, well, once people are on the government dole, we couldn't possibly talk about taking them off of it.
I know we're driving towards that cliff at 100 miles an hour, but we can't turn the car around. We right. just need to slow down and only drive at 99 miles per hour.
And because to propose repealing some government welfare program, let's say Medicare is one of the ones that's been coming up here.
Medicaid.
I'm sorry. I thought you guys were saying Medicare earlier.
No, Medicaid.
Okay. Now, which one is Medicaid?
That's Medicaid is the one for people that are below the poverty line. Medicare okay. is for people that are old and retired.
Got it. Well, anyway, repealing the whichever one of those programs or both of them, you know, that they believe is completely politically infeasible. Because once you get people on government welfare, it becomes an entitlement to those folks. Right. They feel as though they are entitled to that giveaway, that it's theirs, and they need to have it from that point until they die.
Right.
And that the idea, of course, that you could possibly repeal those things is also something that they don't want to do, not only because they perceive it would be politically unpopular to do it, but also it would really show that you don't need the state. If you were to repeal a state welfare program, and what do you know, turns out people don't die in the streets from starvation because, well, guess what? People are actually compassionate towards one another and will actually help people who are in need of help. We see
and this prices prices go down when you know that your one and only customer is not the United States federal government who can print money.
Yeah, that's true. So there would be a lot of changes that happened. But the people in the state, these senators, for instance, they don't want that to even be a possibility because it would show that the state isn't necessary. So they have to continue the welfare programs.
I really think that you're giving these people too much credit for how they're thinking. I think they're looking at this like a Gordian knot of the government tentacles are all in here, and if we try to remove this tentacle here, mm-hmm. then, well, we've got to fill this hole with something, and we don't know what to fill it with. Well, the way Alexander wound up untying the Gordian knot was he hacked it in twain.
Okay.
He just chopped it in half.
Right.
And that's what you've got to do. You can't just try to sit there and undo it because you'll never be able to undo it. Just hack it in half.
Yeah, nobody's going to propose that. Not even old Rand Paul.
Right. Trump, who campaigned on the promise of repealing the Affordable Care Act, has stated publicly that he does not want Americans to lose health insurance. The drafts of the bill will culminate 2 months of intense work by a pair of House committees to try to carry out the GOP's ardent desire. Ever since the ACA was adopted 7 years ago without Republican support, to replace the law with a more conservative set of health care policies. The shift on tax credits is an early glimpse of what the legislation will contain, though it is unclear what the size of the tax credits will be compared to the ACA's subsidies. Skipping down a little bit, according to sources, including one House member briefed on details of the Ways and Means Committee work, the shift reflects the treacherous political and substantive challenges that Republicans face in trying to convert anti-ACA talking points into an actual plan now that they have an ally in the White House. While the number of Americans who can afford health insurance has never been the priority for the Republicans that it has been for the Democrats, Trump has made clear that he is sensitive to any changes that would strand large numbers of people who gained coverage under the ACA.
See, I kind of expected him to go for the single-payer socialized medicine routes. That's what I really thought he was going to do. And
give him time. Just give him time. I really don't think that they're going to repeal anything, especially since it's a repeal and replace.
Mm-hmm.
They could repeal this and replace it with a single payer.
They could. It seems unlikely the Republicans would be so brazen as to propose that, but then again, Romney did it,
they're just going to call it tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
If we call it tax credits, then it's not a handout. You're getting credits. Just like school vouchers. It's not a handout. It's a voucher. So therefore, suddenly, it doesn't come from stolen money.
Yeah.
That's the Republican thinking of if you call it something other than a handout, then all of a sudden, magically, it's not a handout, even though it's a handout.
Just like how they call them fees, not taxes, for instance, up here in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. They don't call the gasoline tax a gasoline tax.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a road toll because people in New Hampshire don't like taxes. In addition, the House leadership is trying to thread its way through a minefield of conflicting priorities, even within the chamber's GOP conference. To win enough support among House Republicans, the bill has to address concern of both conservatives, concerned about the cost of the overhaul, and worries that it might, in effect, enshrine a new federal entitlement, as well as more moderate members who want to ensure that their constituents retain access to affordable health care, including those who have received Medicaid under the expanded ACA.
If you want affordable health care, there's only one way to get it, and that is to get the government out of the picture, which,
yes,
of course, no one is going to propose in Washington, D.C. It's the government that has driven the price of health care up. It's not, you know, the hospitals, the doctors, the equipment manufacturers, the manufacturers of medicines. Those aren't the people responsible for the price of health care. It's the government regulations that those companies and those individuals have to jump through
that
drives the cost through the roof.
And there are some of the doctors and hospitals that will wind up you know, not necessarily saying we're raising our prices because of Medicare mm-hmm. or Medicaid, but that's certainly a factor. To where Medicare and Medicaid, there's a thing in law or statute, whatever you want to call it, yep. that says if you accept Medicare and Medicaid,
you have to
bill everyone the same. But Medicare and Medicaid will only reimburse you certain percent of what they are billed.
That's right.
So in order to wind up covering their cost of however much,
they have to get the other customers to subsidize.
Well, they have to increase the price a little bit because a lot of the insurance companies will say, we will pay you X percent of whatever is billed, and then we have the right to challenge any service that you wind up sending us.
Mm-hmm.
And so to make sure that they're actually getting paid by somebody for stuff they did, they'll order extra tests and then artificially inflate the cost so that they wind up getting paid somewhere close to what their costs actually were.
It's just an absolute mess.
It is.
And
like I said, it's that Gordian knot that just needs to be severed in twain.
Yeah, that ain't happening. We're likely never going to see that happen as long as the federal government exists.
Continuing on, certain details of the new approach to tax credits remains unclear, including whether they would be restricted to people under a certain income threshold, perhaps $75,000, according to the House member briefed on the plan, or whether the subsidy would taper off after a specific income level, but not end entirely. Which is what I speculated of, just, give a handout, call it a tax credit, mm-hmm. and then it's not a handout.
So there you have it. We don't have all the details yet, but there's some, I would say, some speculation there. Could prove to be right. Only time will tell. And we'll continue to, keep you in the loop as this develops. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, there's other news out of D.C. This other big news is, of course, the next attempt from Donald Trump at a travel ban.
And here's probably the scariest thing. The text of the bill expected to come out tonight, mm-hmm. setting up votes on Wednesday by the Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee, meaning they probably aren't going to have time to
read
actually
it.
Read the bill.
So in like 2 days, they're going to vote on this, is what you're saying. In a day and a half.
At least in committee.
We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. Join us here on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.